This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged on Friday that every American who wanted to would be evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000 brought home so far. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The pledge from President Biden.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
It's been a violent scene outside the Kabul airport as Americans and Afghans try to get out. Just who is there is not clear.
We don't have the exact number of people who are Americans are there. And those who may have come home to the United States, we want to get a strong number as to exactly how many people are there.
The president is facing criticism over the handling of the withdrawal of U.S. troops.
There'll be plenty of time to criticize and second guess when this operation is over. But now, I'm focused on getting this job done.
Evacuation flights have resumed at the Kabul airport. They had been delayed for hours. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Reports of targeted killings in areas overrun by the Taliban are fueling fears that they will return Afghanistan to the repressive rule they imposed when they were last in power. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The reports come even as the Taliban urged imams to push a message of unity at Friday prayers. But Amnesty International says eyewitnesses in Ghazni province have recounted how the Taliban killed 9 ethnic Hazara men in a village in early July, shooting 6 while 3 were tortured to death. Hazaras are Shiite Muslims and have been persecuted by the Taliban in the past. Amnesty warns many more killings may have gone unreported because the Taliban cut cell phone services in many areas they've captured to prevent images from being published. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also